Thousands of cashiers, cleaners, drivers, warehouse hospitality and call center staff have already been placed. Luluway supplies smart and dependable candidates at a fraction of the cost. Call us on 010-040-3080 or visit luluway.co.za.
Beauty and perfection has always been. The ancient cave paintings tell us that. But what's taken ever so slightly longer is the guarantee of that beauty and perfection. With our Cedar Satin Wall Coats washable formulation and our unique on-site barcoding system, we can now guarantee the quality of every Cedar Paint project. Visit cedarpaint.co.za to find out more. Cedar Paint. Quality shows.
Talk Radio 702 at 567 Cape Talk. The Consumer Focus.
20 after 11, and in studio we have actuary in charge of research and development at Discovery Hill. We also have on the line Tosca Kuskos, National Director of NMG Healthcare Brokerage. Tosca, good morning. Welcome to the show to you as well.
Morning, Udo.
Before we go back to the lines, and you guys are going to be flooded with questions, your best general advice in picking the right scheme for you to be on, Tosca?
I think in a nutshell is to know what your needs are. Know what you want and then choose the option accordingly.
All right. To the lines we go. Roger in Orange Grove. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. How are you?
Leckerman, what's your question?
That's it. Yes, I'd like the gentleman to please explain to us prescribed medical benefits and how do we apply them and what is the law that was promulgated in the 1990s.
Okay, that could be a show in and of itself, but what can you tell Roger in Orange Grove?
That could be a show in itself, but I'll give you the short version. Every medical scheme in South Africa is required by law to offer a minimum set of benefits which are applicable regardless of the plan you choose. What medical schemes can do is they need to make sure that you have access to those types of coverage. They can require you to make use of a particular hospital or doctor called the designated service providers. And they need to make sure there is a minimum level of care that's paid for in full.
Okay. Tosca, if I may come to you with an SMS question, Beryl wants to know, by how much can the medical aid rates differ from the rates the doctors actually charge?
Beryl, that is actually quite wide and it's really dependent on the individual practitioner. I think in the past we've seen tariffs that's been regulated. We know now that that's not the case anymore as we stand at the moment. And it really is dependent on the practitioner. We have seen where some of them charge 100%, and we've seen some practitioners that could go up to 400%, depending on the demand for the specimen that sort.
Alan, to you now, if that practitioner is sort of locked into a scheme and one of the designated service providers, as you pointed out, shouldn't there be sort of tighter reining in terms of how much they could be charging or not?
I wouldn't word it exactly like that. Mm-hmm. If a medical scheme tells you to go to a particular designated service provider for a PMB, mm-hmm. with lots of acronyms, then the medical scheme will have to pay that in full. However, what some schemes have done is tried to set up arrangements where we've contracted with doctors with a regard to basically the amount that they will charge. So the doctor and the medical scheme into an agreement mm-hmm. and says, you charge so much and then I will pay that amount. And then members can find out who those doctors are and hopefully have none of those co-payments.
Wahida in Pretoria, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My husband and I are in ProfMed, and we are on ProPinnacle, and our medical aid is going up, the contribution is going to win, and we are on chronic medication. We did go on Discovery, and they said there'd be a waiting period, and they wouldn't recommend us changing to another medical company, medical aid company. What can you recommend?
Wahida in Pretoria. You're putting, I suppose, Alan in a difficult situation or not?
No, not at all. I was wondering who's best placed to answer this question. As a person on chronics, you are likely to face some sort of waiting periods when you change medical schemes. Once again, if you're coming from another medical scheme, if you're changing schemes with no gap in cover, a medical scheme is permitted at most to put a 3-month general waiting period on that. And during that period of time, you're still covered for prescribed minimum benefits. If you have added a gap in cover, then the waiting periods can be much longer.
Dawn in Pretoria, good morning.
Hi, Udo. Alan, I'd just like to know, I'm a senior citizen and I joined a hospital plan in 2009. Together, on my monthly premium is added a 75% penalty because I hadn't been on a medical aid for some years before that.
Yeah.
What I'd just like to know, is there any chance that that penalty would ever be either reduced or removed? Yeah, that's basically what I'd like to know.
Yeah, unfortunately, the reason those penalties exist is that South Africa is set up to make sure that young and old people pay similar, or basically the same premiums, as long as they contribute when they're young. The view of the Medical Schemes Act is that if you've chosen to join a medical scheme later in life, then you never contributed while you were young, and that's really why those late joiner penalties exist. And unfortunately, they are applicable for the rest of your life.
Task a question for you on Twitter, at Miss and Mash wants to know, take out a hospital-only option, pay for your day-to-day from own pocket, and then claim it back from SARS.
Yeah, you see, every medical scheme, or most medical schemes, Udo, because of this need, have now got options where it is cover for hospitalization, comprehensive cover for hospitalization. And that will actually be like you would treat a normal medical scheme contribution because it's one of the options registered with the medical scheme.
Mm.
We do need to be careful and just know what we buy. And I think that is really the message, is that the options that are registered as part of a medical scheme cover from day one.
Mm.
And it covers based on the rules of the scheme. And really, it is pretty comprehensive. Then also, in the short-term insurance industry, there are also products for hospital cash plans or hospital products. These products typically pay what is called a fee. In other words, it doesn't pay the provider, it pays the member a fixed rand amount. And also, importantly, often these products only cover after day three or certain conditions around that. So for this member, yes, there are a number of hospital plans out there, and I think the question is, and the advice from our side would be to look at a hospital plan, if you can afford it, that's part of a medical scheme where you know you have cover from day one.
Okay. Nicole in Morningside, good morning.
Hi there, Udo, and hi to the guests. I'm in the medical industry myself, but I went in for a procedure in October last year, and I'm on Discovery Classic Comprehensive, which covers a fair amount of stuff, but I know that there could be co-payments. My orthopedic surgeon was great. He told me there's a possibility of an extra 600 rand which I needed to pay, which I understood up front and I was prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the anaesthetist, when she came to see me the surgery in the ward, she got me to sign a big green form which states a whole lot of stuff. And part of that form I only realized afterwards, because you know you're in such a state you don't read these things properly. As you're going in for surgery. So, it apparently says on the form, and I've looked at the form subsequently and seen that it says they are entitled to charge exactly what they want. You know, that's basically what it boils down to. But according to the Consumer Protection Act, they are actually supposed to discuss their fees with you verbally, at least verbally.
Mm-hmm.
And when her account came, it was more than double what Discovery was contributing. So Discovery was contributing, it was 2,200, I think, and her bill was 2,500. And it was just over and above what Discovery had already paid. And that really, really upset me because that wasn't discussed with me. And if I'd known that I was going to be in for 500 grand, I may have chosen to not do it. It was an elective procedure, you know?
Right. Okay, Nicole in Morningside. But what can you say to Alan? Because ultimately she's saying it should have been discussed, it wasn't discussed, and now I'm being lumped to the bull.
Yeah, I think that is right. In as a general rule, we would say that doctors are perfectly entitled to charge what they would like to charge and what they deem appropriate in a particular situation. However, when they are charging higher rates, it is appropriate to discuss that with the patient.
Well, appropriate or they have to?
I think the guidance from the HSPCA and the Consumer Protection Act really says that a doctor should make it quite clear what they are going to charge.
Okay, Nicole, I suggest you go to the Consumer Commission. Beatrice, good morning.
Good morning. I'm at Discovery Health, and we are generally required to pay for consultations on the day of the consultation. How does Discovery control a practitioner's claim from the medical aid and be reimbursed after we've paid them. And then we're back to get that money back from them. How do they control it?
Sorry, I'm not really understanding the question.
We will go to a doctor and pay them cash for the consultation, and that doctor would forward that claim through to Discovery, and Discovery Health would reimburse the practitioner.
I understand. Yes, yeah, so I think it's important to pay careful attention to your claim statement. Obviously, if the doctor's doing it, that's completely illegal. There's no way that you can bill twice two different parties for the same service that's rendered. And where we do find those, we work quickly to kind of recover the monies.
So Beatrice should report that in.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Guys, that's about all we have time for this morning. So to Tosca Kuskos, National Director of NMG Healthcare Brokerage, thank you very much for your time. And Alan Peddle, Actuary in Charge of Research and Development at Discovery Health, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There we go. That wraps our consumer line. Change focus ever so slightly. Well, quite a bit, actually. After Eyewitness News headlines with Lebo Fang Mwekezi, it's 11:30. What's happening, Lebo?
Thank you, Udo. Good morning. Residents of Khutong have told Eyewitness News suspected gangsters were killed in front of their relatives and friends when an enraged mob targeted them yesterday. Six people were killed when the Khutong community went on the hunt for members of the Casanova and Vandals gangs, who've been fighting a turf war in the area for months. Tandima Kubela's lawyers have asked for the case to be reopened. Judgment in the murder trial is expected to be handed down today, but the defense has made an 11th-hour application. Makubela is charged with the murder of her husband, acting judge Patrick Makubela, in 2009. And Metro Rail in the Western Cape says it will continue issuing fines to motorists who ignore booms and stop signs at level crossings. Officials checked hundreds of vehicles at the notorious Buttstop level crossing in Blackheath this morning, where CCTV cameras have been set up. Those are your headlines. More Eyewitness News at 12 or as it happens.